views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
Welcome to Conscious Creation with actress, author, and healer, Dee Wallace. If you want to take charge of your life, really take charge of your life, the next hour will be a fun, enlightening experience in creating the life you want. Whether it's money, health, success, or relationships, join Dee in celebrating the power of you and see your life expand into joyful creation. And now, here's Dee.
Hello, all you amazing, fabulous, incredible, magnificent, so very loved, and incredibly sexy people. Happy, happy Easter. I'm so glad I could arrange to be here with you. I'm back doing a great sci-fi convention in Charlotte, North Carolina, after finishing a film. And, you know, it's kind of weird. I, for the last 30 years, have had all my friends over to my house for Easter dinner. And it's kind of, I'm missing it. I'm missing being with my baby and my friends, and but I'm glad to be here with you. So happy Easter, happy, you know, new resurrection of all of us. Happy new life, happy new beginnings, happy new choices. That's what this time is metaphorically all about, is rising up from what we thought were our limitations to having no limitations at all. So welcome, everybody. Happy Easter. I have a lot to share with you. The main word for today is resistance. And it's been coming in private sessions and just in lots and lots of various and different ways. If you have resistance to knowing that you are your own creator, working in tandem with the One Source energy, that's resistance. If you don't believe that direction of energy works, none of what we do here is going to work for you. So the first core belief you have to own, reteach your subconscious and your brain to accept, is, you know, when I direct my energy, it works, and my energy responds to it. If that's not in place, your chakras close, your heart closes, and your hara line, H-A-R-A, goes askew. Now, what does that do with our energy? It directs our energy toward what we don't want, even though we are saying what we do want, because the core belief underneath it all is this stuff doesn't work anyway, so don't do it. So to put that in the simplest of ways, let's just do it right now. And I think this is the way you should start every day and end every night. I choose to believe that the work works. I choose to believe that when I direct my energy is directed. I direct my chakras to open, spin in the right direction, be balanced, and be repaired. I direct my heart to open and be merged fully with my whole brain in this moment. I direct my hara line to be straight, strong, and through the IV point. And I know that this brings all things into balance around the subject of my happiness. I want you to know that that also releases all physical imbalances that you have around happiness. So, in other words, there are a lot of belief systems in place that are caught within us physically that keep us from experiencing our happiness in a physical way. Okay? So we have so directed it. We believe that it's done. The meal has been ordered. It's absolutely delivered to us. We're invoking the symbol, the formula, the violet flame, the golden light. And so it is. If you want to talk to the channel today, please press 1 now so Stephen can get you in the lineup. I want to invite you all to the free webinar this Wednesday night, Terrorism, Racism, Bigotry, Bullying, and Fear. Now, that might sound like a bunch of negatives, but what the purpose of this is to understand what may be out of balance within us and within society that is creating those things so that we can then bring everything into balance and back into what we call a more positive state of our energy around that. It is a true statement that when you experience terrorism, racism, bigotry, bullying, and fear, your chakras close, your heart closes, and your hara line goes out of its highest knowing that you are taken care of in this world. So that's how the two things, today's theme and the webinar, and when, again, this is a free webinar, so I am going to give you the numbers right now. Grab a pencil. You also, of course, will get an autoresponder if you're on our email. So if you don't get these numbers, go sign up on the email and sign up for the webinar. So it is 1-425-440-5100. One more time. 1-425-440-5100. And the PIN number that you put in then is 601-452-PAMS. 601-452-PAMS. Again, this is my gift to you. This is something I've been wanting to do for a very long time. I know it's going to be incredibly powerful for us to get discernment around that. I'm happy to say that a lot of little buppas went out to create happiness and joy for children this Easter time. And continuing my report on doing Marilyn Janae's prosperity work, I would like to share with all of you that I received the information late last week that I am nominated for an Emmy Award for my work on General Hospital. All that's a pretty amazing month of prosperity work, and I do think it's due a lot to the fact that I have been conscientiously doing Marilyn Janae's prosperity program. Okay, again, if you want to talk to the channel, please press 1 now. And, wow, I think we can actually get going. That was quick today. All right, we're going to start with Jay in Canada. Darlin, how are you?
Pretty good. How about yourself? Congratulations on your nomination.
Thank you.
Great to talk to you again. So yeah, it's Easter.
Too.
Yeah, it's great. You know, I had my birthday on the 24th, so I just
completed
happy
birthday.
Well, thank you so much. It's lovely to hear that from you, and also meeting you from last year. I remember that too. It's a new, like you said, it's a new thing for me right now, and I'm going to be working on this 40-day again module, but it has to do with actually abandonment issues and stuff, which I got to deal with, and which is a lineage from my mother and father and things.
Yeah,
so.
Actually, the highest word, Jay, is not wanted. I'm not wanted. Now, obviously, they dovetail, But you can see there's a little bit of difference between I'm not wanted and I'm abandoned. And
yes, sir.
They're saying if you look back over your life, you will be able to track that core belief and see how it's been playing out in your life around not being wanted. Because you have to, in a lot of instances, not all, but in a lot of instances, you have to be wanted before you're abandoned.
Okay.
Are you with me? Okay.
Yeah, kind of with you, yeah.
So, of course, on this show, as we know, everybody's stuff is everybody's stuff. So let's all come together, no matter when you're listening to this call, all come together and choose to know right now and direct our subconscious and brain to know the new story of I am wanted. I've always been wanted. I always am wanted. And the universe projects that to me and creates experiences of that for me all the time. And so it is.
So it is.
Okay, there's some other question you have they want to get to.
Well, I don't know what could be it.
Give me a song.
Walking on Sunshine.
Okay, so what's your question around happiness?
Around happiness? Oh,
yeah.
It's in regards to the liberating some blockages or obstructions regarding happiness, and that would be maybe anger issues or, like I said, the not wanted thing that's been plaguing
okay.
me for a while.
So, Jay, do you have a love place?
A love place meaning?
Well, most people that listen on a regular basis here, I've trained them to have a love place, which is an automatic place that when you think of it, your heart automatically opens. It can be an animal that you love, a baby, beautiful place in nature. So can you find that? Can you find a love place there? Okay, you got it. Okay, so just go into that love place and just feel that experience. Are you there?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. You see, when you're there, Jay, you can't feel abandonment. You can't feel not wanted. And what I'm trying to get all of you to understand, and myself included, is that's what we have to practice every day. Not fixing the problem anymore, but replacing the old story with a story of love. So go to the place where you feel abandoned now.
Okay.
Okay. So you see how you left your love place? You had to leave your love place to go there.
Mm.
Now go back to your love. Go back to your love place. Your brain can only hold one focus at one time.
Mm-hmm.
So if you want to replace I'm not wanted, I'm angry, I'm abandoned, all that, you've got to go to love, guys, because like Dana Wilde said, the problem isn't the problem. The problem is we keep talking about the problem.
Hmm.
You understand?
Yes.
Okay. Good. And that goes right back to how they opened the show. Because as long as we're working on the problem, we're in resistance to holding what solves the problem, which is the state of love. And then our chakras close and our heart closes and our heart line gets all askewed. And we can't feel what we know is the truth, and that truth is always love. So if you want to solve a problem, guys, don't talk about it. Take yourself back into love. What a great opening to the show, Jay. You got your awesome answer. Thank you, sweetheart.
Yeah, I love you. Yeah, thank you so much.
You too.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Great to hear from you. All right, Patty, what's going on? Give us some good news.
I changed medications, and I was taken off IV chemo and put on pills. And one of the side effects, it was going really well, and I was so optimistic. And then I'm having issues with my feet, and I can't walk. I have blisters, and it's painful. And I keep focusing on that this is going to pass. And
have you talked to your doctor about it?
Yeah, I'm seeing him on Monday. And
okay, so the good news is, the positive news is, you're off chemo.
No, I'm still on chemo, but in pill form. So I'm just taking pills twice a day where I'm not hooked up
to
chemo.
Yes, but that means there's got to have been an improvement.
They took it off because of neuropathy, and I'm going to have a CAT scan next week. Yeah, and that gave me I felt closer to getting better, and yeah, it's very frustrating when it hurts to walk.
And you can hear
I'm very frustrated.
Absolutely. I'm
in huge
you,
blisters,
Patty. Yeah, I get it. I heard you, and I'm going to still teach a lesson here, guys. Some of you, I think, feel like the point is to make a deal. I'll feel better and I'll feel positive when stuff's going really good. Well, I just lost Patty. All right, well, we're going to continue this anyway without her. So that's not the way it works. It's I'm going to hold the vision. I'm going to hold my knowing. I'm going to stay in my Hara line, straight Shang and through the ID point. Am I connected? Stephen, can you come in, please? Hello, Stephen? Somebody call and tell me I'm on, maybe, please. Okay.
You're still on, Dee.
Okay, thank you, because the same thing on the switchboard and said I wasn't. All right.
Yeah, that's what happens when I get disconnected.
I see. Okay. All right. So, you know, guys, it's keeping the faith. Keeping the faith and not losing the faith every time it appears that you're being challenged. Okay, so that's the first thing. And then, Patty, I'm not going to your cancer. I'm going to your feet. And your feet, as we all know, is about walking forward and walking forward into our power. What does she need to know? She's the song, movie. Okay, they're taking me to the play South Pacific, and usually when I go to South Pacific, it doesn't make sense. Energetically, I'm not a doctor, energetically, what your feet are about is it just doesn't make sense that I can be this powerful. So let's go back to the first thing I talked about on the show, was you have to believe it works. So here is an addendum. You have to believe that you're powerful enough to make this work, to allow the work to work. So let's stop and claim that. I absolutely direct myself to know that I am the power that makes this work work, and that I step into my power easily, effortlessly, joyfully, firmly, and with love. And so it is. Okay, Patty, if you call back in, I'll try to get back to you. But that's the answer. We want to all focus on, you know, I know the work works, and I know I'm the power that creates that and accepts it. Miss Emily in California, you're on.
Hi, Dee.
Hi, baby.
Ah, All right. I feel so much power after that last claim. It feels amazing.
Good.
And my question is about, I loved the money webinar. I wasn't on live, but I listened to it. And I wanted just ask, what is my highest thing to bring into alignment to open up more money flow? I had a fear of success and a fear of being top gun, and I think that that's in balance. So I'd love to also confirm
it
that.
It is in balance, and what they represented, though, was a fear of power, and that hasn't come into balance yet.
Okay.
See, those were addendums to, so here we already have a theme going on here. Let me ask you all this. Do you think you have the power to resurrect yourself? Because that's what today is all about. And if you don't believe you have the power to be born again through your own choice, then you're going to be in resistance. And that's going to go into all areas of your life, although some areas will be more challenged than others. So power is the highest word for you, Emily. So we're all going to choose right now and direct ourselves to know that we are the power that chooses and accepts the power of self-creation. That's how we get reborn today and rise up again. You understand?
Yeah.
Claiming the symbol, the formula, the violet flame, the golden light. I am divine love, which is the most powerful force in the universe. And so it is. That's your answer, baby Case.
awesome.
What do you think?
Thank you so
much.
What
do you think about power? Did that resonate with you?
It totally resonates with me. Yeah.
Good.
Absolutely.
Good.
And I've had some big case of my power, and I think maybe there's whatever the part of me kind of got scared of feeling that powerful.
You bet. Bingo. But you see, when you use your power through love, guys, you cannot misuse it.
Yep.
You can't. And you're seeing some pretty prominent people in our country playing out the misuse of power right now and the negative effects that it has. And so all of us, that place within us is getting lit up going, well, I don't want to be that. I don't want to be that. Well, you know how the work works. If you know what you don't want to be, you know what you do want to be. So what we want to be are powerful people who are powerful through love and create change that way. And so
right
to claim that. All right. Thank you. So you
thank
gotta,
you, Dee. Love you.
You bet, baby. You have to be really aware of what's going on around you and where you're getting plugged in. Wherever you're getting plugged in or lit up, that's where the pony is that you get to shift that energy around. And there's beaucoup things going on in our world right now that give you an opportunity to do that. I want to say, too, if you did not listen to the recorded session that we played last week because I was on an airplane, do yourself a favor and go back and listen to it. It's going to put a lot of things together for you, too. All right, we're going to Luz in Massachusetts. Hi, baby.
Hi, Dee. How are you?
I'm good. What's up?
Congratulations on your nomination.
Thank you. Thank you so much.
What a program last Sunday and what a program today.
Thank you. Yeah, we're rocking and rolling in this community. You
oh
can
my
feel
God.
The power. You can feel the power within the community and the world. Shift.
Indeed.
Yeah.
Yes. So I have two questions here. One is, I think you pretty much answered, and I think what I'm asking right now is exactly linked to what the program is, or to the theme of the program. It's about embracing my I am presence, my, like, what is
yes,
that?
Yes, your God presence.
What
your
is
I
that?
Am presence, your I am presence is your God presence, Liz. It's your power of creation. Anytime you say I am, you are directing yourself to create that. You are directing the universe to create that. And so if you don't embrace it, just saying the word is not going to shift the energy.
When you say embrace it,
own it.
Mean
know that
exactly,
it works.
Exactly what you were saying before about doubting or not accepting our power.
Yeah. Yes, ma'am. You have to accept your I am presence and the power of it, and then watch the magic work.
Excellent.
Okay, and what's your second question?
It's fade out of my mind now.
Well, I think it's because it went with the doubt. See, you can't have doubt and confidence at the same time in the same subject. You can't. If you have any doubt, then you're in doubt. If you know, then you know, and there is no doubt. And that's what the Hara line is about. That's why they are asking us to direct the that it be straight, strong, and through the ID point all the time so that we can feel what we really know. And what we know is that we are the power of love at work in this world. Okay?
Excellent. Thank you.
You bet, sweetheart. Good questions and a lot of clarity you brought in for people. Thank you, Liz. It's Kimmy in Phoenix. What's up, dude?
Hey, happy Easter and congrats on the Emmy nomination. You deserve it.
Well, thank you, darling. I think it's hysterical, you know, after 40 years of doing huge movies and big television shows and 5 series that I get an Emmy nob for the 1 week I spent on a daytime soap. But, you know, God works in mysterious ways. I will accept an Emmy any way it wants to come to me.
And there you go. I was about ready to say that, too. But here's the reason why I called in. I want to give a testimonial.
Oh,
long
goody.
Story. Pardon me?
I said, oh, goody.
Yay. Okay, guys, this is a long story cut phenomenally short. In 2014, my mom had inoperable lung cancer. Beginning of this year, I was diagnosed with stage 1 breast cancer. I really went into full-blown reaction, thought I was going to die. You name it, I went through it. And Dee just asked me, what do you want? So I told her what I wanted. I wanted to live and all this other stuff. And she goes, okay, let's get busy. And I did everything that she suggested I do, and I really had to keep myself centered on what I wanted. Because what I wanted was this, even though the tumor inside of me was small, I wanted that sucker to shrink even more. And I didn't want to go through chemo. I went through everything, did really good through the surgery. And about a couple of weeks ago, I found out I didn't need to have chemo. And the growth that was inside of me was smaller than I thought. And everyone kept saying how great I looked through all this, even doing the radiation twice a day. So it works. It really does. So that's my testimonial, Dee.
Well, and what a beautiful one it is, Kim. And you know, you are a really good example of what I was starting to breach with Patty, that when you got scared, when you got frightened, when you got frustrated, you would bring yourself back. You would bring yourself back. You would focus on the friends that were there for you, the community that was there for you, the you that was there for you that had never been there for you before, Kim. You had never been there for you, you know?
Yeah.
And you really got to experience how much the world loved you. So it was mm-hmm. a great gift for you, but you had to keep yourself focused on that, bringing yourself back to that while you were experiencing everything. So I'm so thrilled, and now you know. You know, guys, you don't do the work when you want something. You do the work as a way of life. The more you forgive, the more love and less anger you have, the more balanced you hold your energy, the healthier you're going to be mentally, physically, spiritually, chemically, cosmically, emotionally, and dimensionally. So what we're teaching here is a way of life. And we're teaching ourselves, our subconscious and our brain, to tell that new story of who we are. Congratulations, sweetheart. I'm really proud of you, Kim.
Well, thank you, hon.
Thanks for sharing that with everybody.
You bet, and I'll talk to you soon.
Oh, yes, you will. Bye-bye.
Oh, yeah. Okay, bye.
Miss Lynn, what's going on? Lynn, are you there?
Hi. Yeah, hi. It usually says muted, and then I know I'm on. Hey, so I've been doing the Marilyn Janae stuff, and I'm on my third day, and I feel really good. And
good. And
I
hold on.
Yeah.
I don't want to dismiss that statement. And I feel really good, because a lot of what her program does is shift you into feeling better and feeling more powerful, which then creates what you want. So that's an important statement that you said there. So keep going.
Okay. So I don't know why I'm bringing up a man. I don't know why I'm bringing up a man who I thought there was going to be something with, and he's leaving town for a few weeks. And I had to say I'm focusing on me and doing my work and to be ready for something that's coming. And I don't know if it's with him or not, but...
Okay, Lynn.
Yeah.
See me smacking you across the face. With love, of course. Lynn, it's all about you.
Yes.
It's all about you. I want everybody to stop right now. You're going to say with me three times, it's all about me. Ready? Go. It's all about me.
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 Woohoo! Yippee! It's all about me! Yes. Okay? I don't care who else you have in your life or what else is going on. Especially while you're challenged, shifting your story, you've got to know it's all about you. And I cannot tell you, they're showing me arms around you. So there's a lot of energy embracing you and celebrating the fact that you made it about you and not about quote unquote him, which means all the hymns that you've always made it about, or the other thing that you've always made it about. You see, guys, we've used weight, we've used illness, we've used relationships, we've used all kinds of excuses and focuses to take it away from it's all about me. When you shift the core of who you are, everything shifts. And then it's all about me, and I'm getting everything I want in my house, with the guy, with the money, with the success, everything.
Now, I feel that shift has happened.
You feel
and
it
I
what?
I feel that shift has happened.
It's happening. It's in the... It's literally in the process of happening right now, Lynn.
Okay, so that's why I'm calling.
because it, where is it? Is there anything I need to do? Or
you're doing it.
I'm doing it. Okay.
Just take, and Marilyn actually says this, and Abraham Hicks says this, if you listen to their money meditation, don't put your focus on where it's showing up.
Right.
Don't do it in a bargain with the universe going, okay, I'm doing it, where is it? I'm doing it, where is it? But that's kind of what you're doing. Almost,
okay.
Not at all, but still a little bit one. So, again, feeling better is enough right now. Do it for that. Do it for the fact that you're feeling happier, you're feeling better, you're feeling more in control of your own power, and that's enough right now.
Oh, awesome. Congratulations on your Emmy nom. Oh, my God, that's awesome.
I know. Very exciting. Thank you, darling. Yes.
Love you.
I love you, too. I love all of you. You know that. We're getting some really great refinement here today, everybody. I want you not to come to Dee's church on Sunday and then go out and screw around the rest of the week. Come on. We got to live this stuff. Every time you find yourself, I found myself telling some old story about somebody that had hurt me, and I just stopped right in the middle of it and looked at the people I was talking to, and I went, you know, guys, I really don't want to retell this story anymore. It's old crap. It's old stuff that's happened to me. I don't want my subconscious to dwell on it anymore. We're going to stop talking about it right now. Next time, hopefully, I'll remember before the story starts. Miss Joy in Cape Cod, you're on, babe.
Oh, great. Congratulations on your Emmy nod. I think that's so wonderful. And
thank
I want to say
Joy.
I'm feeling really good. So thanks to
yay,
whoever said
that. Yippee, Joy.
I had a big aha today that I'm just putting out, and it's not all because of you, because it's about me, I realize. But anyway, I had this issue with abandonment, and it was painful for me to feel it, and it got really bad a while ago. And I realized today when I was feeling joy and feeling loved, for a second, that excitement of that wonderfulness felt exactly the same as the abandonment fear of being. And I stopped dead, and I did the work around it, and then continued and felt the strongness of the joy and the love. And
oh,
it
that
was
so beautiful.
It was so amazing to me because it just for a second was that, and it was like, oh my God, no wonder I couldn't let myself really feel joy and loved.
Yes, darling, because you were afraid it was going to feel just like the other stuff. And the other
I know
stuff,
it, and it's, this is the
oh
first time
God.
Of all the ahas I've had that this surprises me. All the rest was like, why didn't I get it before? But this one was completely. It left me speechless, which you know is tough to do.
And I remember the first time I talked to you, Joy, and you said to me, I remember this clear as a bell. You said, Dee, my name is Joy. Why can't I feel joy when my name is Joy?
Yep, and that's been my story, but not anymore.
Not anymore. Wow.
I am Joy.
You are, baby. Thank you for sharing that. And that's,
oh, you're welcome.
You know, that's how it shows up, is that you keep doing the work and you keep, you know, rebalancing your energy and retraining your subconscious and your brain, and then pretty soon you wake up one morning and you go, by George, I got it.
Last week's call was really important. I almost didn't listen when I found out it was going to be, but I got to listen. And the end was, I mean, I needed to hear that too. It's like, trust what you need to do.
Yeah, last week's show was quite amazing. So I suggest to everybody that you go listen to it. Thank you for that, Joy.
Oh, you're welcome. Thank you for everything. And happy Easter.
Happy Easter, darling. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Now, boy, I hope you all got that. I hope you all got that she finally put together that she was excited about being miserable, and that excitement reminded her of the excitement of joy that she went into. And again, any actor will tell you, you get scared to death before you walk on stage, and then you're in heaven. And it's two entirely different experiences, but the rush feels awfully the same. Awesome, Joy. Thank you. Anne in Georgia. Hi, baby. What's up?
I just have been having a really good time having a good time.
Yay! And the other day, Anne, that's great.
Yeah, and the other day I woke up and I was fine, and then all of a sudden the pain body popped in and it tried to pull in all that other stuff, and I just looked at it and I chose not to go there, and within a minute I was back and happy and free.
Oh,
and but I knew it was coming to give one last valiant attempt, and that it really had nothing, it had no power over me.
Yeah, as long as we can choose and bring ourselves back into the state that we want to be in, nothing has power over us, guys.
Well, I did the thing, is that thought true? And it was not, and is that a thought? And then it flashed back to a memory in childhood. And, I thought, why would I want to hold on to any of that crap? And I just dropped it all like pencils and went back to the high road. And I had the most miraculous day of creating things just falling my way in synchronicities. It was beyond belief.
Beautiful. That is, you guys are giving me the best Easter. This is such a joyful, beautiful show. Thank you, Anne, for sharing that. Thank you, darling.
Thank you for helping me get there.
You bet.
That train your brain thing was a real, real big switch for me, and then I went from that into Deborah Wayne's work, and I'm just beyond the beyonds now.
Good. So happy. Celebrating for you this beautiful Easter day, Anne. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Beautiful. Okay, whoops, I didn't get her off. Now, there's nobody here. I'm going to see if you can come on. It's area code 864-494 are the first numbers. Anybody there?
Yes, I'm here.
Oh, good. Who is this?
This is Vicki.
Hello, Miss Vicki.
Thank you for taking my call.
You bet.
I believe, my beliefs and perceptions, of course, I create everything. And a couple weeks ago, I'm very healthy and active, and I slipped on a step and kind of wrenched my knee, and I have to be in crutches for 2 weeks. And I'm like, what is my thought process, or what caused me to?
Okay, I have your answer, because as soon as you said, I believe that I create my, the pendulum went right to no. So when we think, yes, I know I'm my own creator, I know I'm my own creator, but there's something in there that's going, no, you're not, no, you're not, and it's arguing against that, you're going to slip yourself up. So that you have anything that has to do with legs or feet or knees or any of that, falling oftentimes is about moving forward in our power. So they want to give you a core belief, which is at the bottom of all of this, which you then can shift around. This page,
okay.
No, here. Okay. Now, it goes right along with what we've been talking about all day. Aren't we surprised? I'll never be good enough. Well, they want to just stop there. I'll never be good enough. And I'm going to your mother. What did your mother have to do with you feeling not good enough?
Probably wasn't good-looking enough, maybe, as my sister.
Okay.
Maybe.
Okay. So let's just stop at I'll never be good enough. If you have that belief that I'll never be good enough, then you're not ever going to be good enough to be your own powerful creator. Do you understand?
I do.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
That's the little part that you have to bring into alignment. That's the little part of your story that's still holding on, that slipped you up just a little bit.
Okay.
Literally.
All right. Yeah. All right.
Okay. So go to your love place, Vicki. Everybody,
okay.
Go to your love place. Everybody.
Okay.
Oh, go to my little Savannah. And just feel that love and go, wow, this is what it feels like to know I'm good enough. Wow, I'm going to know I'm good enough all the time so I can feel this, so I can be this. This is what my Hara line, straight, strong, and through the ID point knows. It knows this feeling that I am always good enough, and so it is. Could you experience that a little bit there?
I did, yes.
Good, good. Mm. It's a true statement that you're healing very quickly. Do you know that?
Yes, I am. Yes.
Yes, you are. So just know that. Thank your little legs for tripping you up so that you got this information so you don't ever have to trip yourself up ever again. Okay, baby?
Okay, thank you. Got
you
it.
Bet. Bye-bye.
You.
Boy,
right,
you
bye.
Guys are bringing in just powerful stuff today. Caroline in Washington, you're on.
Hi, Dee.
Hi, baby.
So I am sitting here practically vibrating with all the excitement and joy that people are bringing through. And what I'm working on is assimilation in the moment and just wanted to know if the channel had anything else to add.
Yes, of course. They want you to know that you can't work on assimilating in the moment. Because as soon as you work on assimilating in the moment, you're out of the moment that you're trying to assimilate in.
Wow.
You got that, right?
Yes, I got that.
So if you are living love and power in the moment, it's already assimilated. It's done.
Wow.
See, that's like sitting down and ordering your dinner and going, okay, well, I really have to work at ordering my dinner some more.
Yeah, that's right.
Right? Instead of just knowing, okay, I did it. It's done. It's arriving. In perfect timing, it's arriving now.
Yep, that makes perfect sense because in all of the work and listening to you and other people, there's always this place of where I switch to trying, and it takes me right out of it.
You bet.
I
you
got
bet.
It.
Because Carolyn, trying means you don't have it, honey. And so it takes your focus back to what you don't have. Even though it feels like you're doing something positive, your focus is on what you don't want.
Yep, I got it.
You got it, didn't you?
I got
Woo-hoo!
It. Woo-hoo! Thank you.
Thanks, baby. You bet. Oh, my God, what a show. What a flipping show. Okay, Miss Jennifer in Oklahoma, you're on.
Hi, Dee. Happy Easter. Thank you so much.
Happy Easter to you, too, baby.
Listen, I've enjoyed every show I've listened to, and I've been doing the work all through Lent of listening to all of your shows and taking your webinars. And
thank you.
It's awesome. And also to everyone that calls in, they're awesome too. So I wanted to ask you, at one point I asked you about my joy, and you said that I was sitting on my joy. And so I've been being more and more, and I had a big aha moment with my dog on being love. Because he just came up to me and he sits by me, and I realized how much love he evokes from me by his just being present.
You bet.
And then I realized, I thought, oh, you mean we can just all go around and be our little pets and be love, and people will love us and come to us. And so that was a huge epiphany. And now I keep having every time you ask someone about a movie, I keep getting Butch Cassidy and the Sundance Kid and the song Raindrops Keep Falling on My Head.
Yep.
And so I was just wondering if you could maybe, if you had any information on that, if I could add more to what I'm learning. Okay.
They give me that when there's been some kind of collapse between joy and pain, which means somehow you've connected, kind of like Joy did, our caller Joy, joy and pain together, and I'm going to your mother. So a lot of it has to do with the joy comes if you can get through the pain. The joy comes if you can conquer, that's the highest word, if you can conquer the painful stuff, then you can have joy. So can you speak to that? Does that resonate to what you were taught?
Yeah, I don't know if I was taught that or I probably just perceived it somehow, like overcoming it and conquering
yes.
it through watching my mother's pain.
Yes,
so
that's it.
What
it was modeled for you.
Yes, yes.
So
what,
you see, bottom line, guys, what they're asking me to ask you is, do you still want to believe you have to be crucified to rise up?
Ooh, that's
because
good.
That's the metaphor that we're dealing with today. How much pain do you have before you can be free of the pain and live in joy? So go ahead, Jennifer.
Oh, so what I have been experiencing, because I did have a lot of loss of friends and family last year. However, there's so much joy in my experiences that I've had with their loss. I have been being more aware and more present to the pain so that it kind of moves through me and not resistance. Does that resonate with, does that
it
sound
does,
true?
It does, but you just literally said in your own words, and I'm going to repeat them for you, I've had a lot of joy through the pain. So I want you to hear
okay.
that. I've had a lot of joy through the pain. And when
yes.
I say you believe you can have joy without the pain, my pendulum goes right to no. So
okay.
that's got to tell you that there is a deep, now we get to go to a core belief. Hang on. That there's a deep-seated belief in there that says the two have to be connected. Here, 9, 10. Okay, you don't have time for me, so I'm leaving you. But that's the whole core belief. They only want to take, you don't have time for me. So that is you saying that to you. I'm not going to take time for me to create joy. I'm going to make my joy dependent on somebody or something else. And that dependency comes from, can I get through the pain? So the highest thing they want you to focus on is I'm choosing to have time for myself to create the joy and experience within myself so that it's just always there and not dependent on somebody else's pain or loss. Did you follow that?
Yes, and I felt the first thing that came up was guilt.
Okay,
that
well,
time for myself.
Again,
so I just,
it's the Easter story, Jennifer.
Yes.
We all feel guilty that we were somehow responsible of nailing him to the cross so that we could be freed of our sins. Is that the story we still want to flip and be telling ourselves? Or do we want to go, look, it's a metaphor for what we don't want?
Yes.
I don't need to be crucified. Nobody else needs to be crucified. I can claim my resurrection into joy and love just because I want it. I don't have to pay for it anymore. Okay, baby?
Yes, awesome, Dee. Thank you.
Yeah, perfect wrap up to the show, guys. The perfect wrap up to the show. You're welcome, sweetheart. So let's come together and claim, I am the power. that creates the joy, the love, the trust, and the freedom of me. I know the work works. I allow the work to work, and I turn it over into love. I am divine love, and so it is. I think one of the most powerful, amazing shows we have ever done together in this community. I thank all of you. I love all of you. Until we meet again, love yourself, love yourself, love yourself more. Because you know that's what it's all about.
Thanks for joining Dee on Conscious Creation. Visit her website at imdwallace.com for awesome downloads, archived shows, enlightening webinars, and amazing free offerings. Be sure to join us next week for Conscious Creation with Dee Wallace. And remember, loving yourself is the key to creation.